This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Imagine the nearest supermarket is miles away. You have no car. When you shop, you have two options: a bus ride to the market, where you buy only what you can carry, or you buy your groceries at the nearest convenience store. These so-called food deserts are common across the country. We're going to hear now about one community in East Los Angeles in a food desert, a community that's fighting for change. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
Other parts of the city have organic farmers markets and natural food emporiums, but Olga Bettis says her housing project, Ramona Gardens, is isolated from all that, surrounded by freeways, train tracks, and industrial warehouses.
From here, you look all around, there's no market, nowhere right here. Nowhere right there, nowhere anywhere around this area.
Unlike some other low-income neighborhoods, there's no glut of burger joints or taco trucks, not even any liquor stores selling milk and bread. Bettis found out how the other half lives during a recent trip to upscale Santa Monica, where she visited a local supermarket.
The apples, the strawberries, the vegetables, the squash, everything. I wanted so bad to just bite the fruit right then and there as soon as I seen it. I almost got cut because I got a strawberry and I was going to bite it.
Bettis says the one-time trip was a revelation.
It really opened my eyes and made me see the difference of, I didn't even know there was markets out there like that, and I didn't know there was organic food. I never even knew what that was.
Ramona Gardens is in a neighborhood that's never been able to attract a big supermarket for two reasons. People who live here don't have much money, and the area has a reputation for gang violence. People here depend on a lone convenience store, where Betta says the choices are limited. The food is costly and often out of date.
I've bought sour cream that was all green inside. I bought a gallon of orange juice that was green on the, as soon as I opened the lid, all the inside of the lid was green with fur. You know what I mean? And I've bought Rice-A-Roni, and when I opened the box, there was maggots in there. I would get angry because it happened so many times.
Kareem Raza is one of two managers for the market.
They're saying that the food here is bad.
The food? No, I don't think so. Right now you can check nothing. Nothing is bad now.
Manager Lori Ruiz agrees the market charges more than supermarket chains, but she says they have to.
And the big markets, they always have like a promotion and a special prices because they buy for a big amount. They buy by a pallet, and we don't buy by a pallet because we don't sell that much.
Amazingly, the neighborhood has no farmers market, just one local street vendor who brings a few fresh fruits and vegetables. But residents like Betta say he comes during the day when they're at work. She depends on the nearest supermarket, which is a bus ride away. At the Superior grocery store, Bettis explains she has better choices, but she can only buy what she can carry back home in her arms.
And right here, looking for a dollar, the macaroni. That's what really kills me, is when there's a special and I can't get it. I have to get one single carton, even if it costs more, because of the weight.
It's a tough situation. USC professor Cheryl Resnick runs a weekly free clinic for Ramona Gardens families. She says their poor food choices are taking a toll. Hypertension, early onset diabetes, and obesity.
I had to buy a scale that goes up to 500 pounds because we had three children come in that exceeded the 250-pound weight limit of our clinic scale. So when you have a 9-year-old who weighs 150, and when you have a 14-year-old that weighs over 250, you know you have a problem.
Now Olga Bettis and some of her neighbors are speaking out and lobbying politicians to help them get healthier food options. They won a small victory when Superior Grocery Store District Manager Marco Sosa brought back free shuttle van rides for customers, something he dropped last year because of cost.
As long as they spend $40 of shopping, they'll qualify to get into the van.
Betta says the shuttle is a good thing, but just a partial solution. Her goal is to have a real supermarket in Ramona Gardens. She wants something better for herself, her neighbors, and her family.
It doesn't matter if we live in a small, low-income area. You know, we all deserve to eat the fresh fruits that nature provided for us. You know, that we shouldn't be divided.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.